Any health-related information on the following show provides general information only. Content presented on any show by any host or guest should not be substituted for a doctor's advice. Always consult your physician before beginning any new diet, exercise, or treatment program.
Welcome, folks, to the Health Cafe. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talks. I've been doing radio, educating people on nutrition and health and exercise since March of 1997. Before that, I was educating people on exercise, I would say from about 85, 86, and it got where I was going to Japan and Australia and all over because the exercise equipment that I invented, everyone wanted to use it, and I had to go and train their personal trainers in Japan. I think it was 1995, I trained about 100 people in the beginning and advanced class over a 10-day period. It was about six days or 5 days of the beginner's class, and we had an advanced class after that. Great time. I really enjoyed it. Only problems, I gained a lot of weight while I was there. Didn't know the secret. If you ever go to Japan, they're very gracious. And they will offer you food, and they'll beg you to take more. You have to reject it 3 times for them to not do that. It's part of their custom. Or you leave the food on the plate, and they know not to give you any more. I didn't know that. I gained 9 pounds in 10 days, and the last night I was there, we're having a banquet, and I'm talking to a guy that spent 10 years in the United States, went to UCLA, and the first time I'd met him was over that dinner. I said, I can't believe the amount of food you guys eat. He basically said, you idiot, all you had to do is leave food on the plate and they wouldn't bother you. And it's like, God, I wish someone had told me before that. So it was like Thanksgiving twice a day because I didn't know how to say no, and they wouldn't say no. And so it was quite an experience there. But I've been teaching exercise, diet, and all this for many, many years. I was, I've talked about this before, where I was actually the high school weightlifting coach for my high school when I was in when I was a junior in high school. Back then, a lot of people never lifted weights. They thought they'd get so muscle bound that they would lose their athletic ability. And then when people wanting to get stronger and found out it didn't work that way, I was the only one that had any in depth knowledge. So the coaches, the football coaches, who you would think would know, had me design the exercise program and teach the kids how to do it. And so I guess that was the start. So been at this many, many years and been in studying nutrition literally since I was about 14. About the same time I started studying exercise, the journals I was reading would always have articles on nutrition, and I started studying that. So it became my thing, where some of my friends were into cars or different things. We were all into girls, and I thought if I had bigger biceps, I'd get more girls. I don't know if it worked that way or not, but that was a strong motivation when you're in your teens. So that started me on that path. So anyway, I want to tell you that I need to do, I believe, since some of you are brand new listeners, you don't know about my Oklahoma City show, so this may be new. Some basic things that we need to understand. ORAC readings, that's the oxygen absorption rate. And so we're talking about free radicals. Oxygen radical absorption rate is part of what that word is all about. It's a big part of what that word's all about. That your body produces free radicals. You're also exposed to them every time cosmic ray comes through and hits water in your cells or something. It can produce hydrogen peroxide. Hydrogen peroxide is a free radical. You do need some hydrogen peroxide in your system because your macrophages, which are like the Pac-Man of your immune system, has hydrogen peroxide inside of it. And it will go around a bacteria or virus or even help it break down tissue that needs to be cleaned up and surround it with hydrogen peroxide and burn that up. The antioxidant levels inside that macrophages to stop itself from being burned up must be amazing. Sort of like the stomach acid doesn't burn your stomach unless you got fungus or E. coli or something affecting it. Well, the same way the macrophages have ways to defend against that, but the rest of the things that need to be cleaned up do not. Well, your body produces hydrogen peroxide. It produces free radicals in different forms. And free radicals, and when we eat bad food or rancid food, that's why I'm not big on flax, because flax goes rancid very easily and can produce a lot of free radicals. That's what rancidity is all about. When you're overexposed to sunlight, when you're even under stress, or you're not getting enough exercise, you're not sleeping well, your body has a higher level of free radicals. Well, we use antioxidants to keep that under control. You don't want to totally nullify free radicals, but you do want to keep it in a healthy level. And so, because the reason I say you don't want to totally nullify it is because free radicals help you burn your food, help turn that into energy. There's two forms of there's a singlet positive charge free radical, and there's another form of oxygen that's O2, what you breathe. You want that. And a good antioxidant, some of the most powerful ones I've seen, like cell food, is a very, very powerful. And all these different fruits like acai and blueberries, acai is one of the most powerful ones out there. And there's many, many different vegetables and fruits that have their own protection against these free radicals that will age them. When you see leather age and crack, or you see your tires on your car or your windshield wipers get cracks in the rubber, that is caused by free radicals, by oxidation. When you taste food that's spoiled, that bacteria is that may be affecting that food is producing free radicals, and it's attacking the fats and causing rancidity. So it's something that we're exposed to very easily. In fact, as I've said before on the show, every cell of your body, and I've heard up to 70 trillion cells in our body, that number must vary greatly because we come in all kinds of sizes. But every cell of your body, it's estimated, is bombarded with free radicals 10,000 times a day. 10,000 times a day. That's amazing because you're multiplying 10,000 times 50, 60, 70 trillion. So you're constantly being bombarded. I've heard this before, that if you didn't have any antioxidants in your system, your body does produce its own antioxidants. If you didn't have any antioxidants, you'd burn up at 14,000 degrees. That's amazing. Now, a lot of that, as I said earlier, inside the mitochondria, you have, you may have 1,000, you may have 500, you may have 2,000, I've heard up to 10,000 mitochondria in a little cell. They're very, very tiny. Yet that is where your energy is made. And mitochondria, when it's producing energy, when it's activating what they call the Krebs cycle, and producing a chemical called ATP that's broken apart and called Anderson phosphate, and just phosphate instead of Anderson triphosphate, when it breaks that apart, that creates energy. That energy allows you to move your bicep, move your finger, and make your eye, the pupil of your eye, adjust to the light. Everything is dependent on that. In fact, the primary difference between someone that's 90 years old and someone that's 5 years old is the 90-year-old, 90% of their mitochondria is non-functioning. And when it's non-functioning, it's inflammatory, it's toxic. So keeping that healthy, and there's more shows I'm going to do on that because that's a real significant element of anti-aging. And I now know how to keep it healthy through the Fox products that I'll be talking more and more about. They have a new product about ready to come out, and they're getting amazing results. But all these nutritional things that are superfoods, that are fantastic for you, the different fruits, the different vegetables, a big part of what it is the antioxidants they offer. An antioxidant is a molecule that has some negative charge oxygen attached to it, and a positive charge oxygen singlet atom will go along and attach like a north and south magnetic connection, a chemical connection that draws that in. And so the molecule, the antioxidant, will buffer that free radical. And some are really powerful. I think anthoxanthin is the antioxidant that is the most powerful at buffering. But there's some antioxidants that work in the oil areas of the body and the membrane of the cell. And there's some that work in the water area, like vitamin C primarily works in the water area. But they do have a vitamin C that will work in the oil area that came from palm oil. And that is quite amazing that they now, I remember when I first found it, I went, whoa, where did they get a vitamin C that will work in the oil areas? And that's where they got it. Palm produces its own. What we're doing here is nature protects itself, and we're sort of have a symbiotic relationship, and we're using nature's own protective qualities. Like if we eat a plant, there may be a number of nutrients and not only antioxidants, but have other beneficial effects to you. One is anti-cancer and in some of the nutrients. I've talked about broccoli sprouts before, but there's other, beta-glucan. And beta-glucan can also lower cholesterol. Though I'm not a big one of being scared of cholesterol, I am scared of too much free radicals in your blood vessels will turn that cholesterol into plaque. But high cholesterol in LDL form is not something to be scared of if your CRP levels, and when you get a blood test, look at that CRP levels. If they're low, if they're in the normal range or low, then you don't have that much inflammation going on with free radicals. Now, if your homocysteine levels are up, that's a poison the body produces in the metabolizing of food, and that can be expression of free radicals, and that can cause your body to age very quickly if it's getting too high. In fact, it gets to a certain level, you're dead. And so the controlling the H factor, the homocysteine level, there's a book called The H Factor, and it talks about all the diseases that are associated with elevated homocysteine, which happens as we get older. But it doesn't always happen when we get older. There's like those children that are born with a deficiency genetically, and they have very high levels of homocysteine, and they may look 70, 80 years old, and they're only 8 years old. And the body just doesn't develop, and it, you know, Robin Williams did a movie on it one time where, you know, he was a kid but looked very, very old. They usually don't get very tall, and they're aging. They're going to die young. But even if you don't have that disease, you may have that. There was a pathologist many years ago that did different chemical studies on people and looking at people that died at different ages and seeing what he could find as a common denominator that caused them to die young or die prematurely or die at an older age. What he found was a level of homocysteine. Well, he wrote a paper on that, presented it, and I think he lost his medical license for it. He got harassed horribly because of that. Then 25 years later, they find out this guy was right on the money. I don't know if he got a Nobel Prize, but he should have if he was still alive. And very, very important information. And you can bring down the homocysteine levels rather easily in most cases. B6, B12, methylfolic acid, which is one of the most important ways to do it. Methyl B is very important. And trimethylglycine and dimethylglycine all lower that homocysteine level. And you'll like dimethylglycine. When you take that, it usually comes in a little tablet you put on your tongue. You can tell the energy level is increased. There was a man I talked to a number of years ago that they did a study over at Oklahoma State University with racehorses, and they gave them dimethylglycine, and they could run at maximum heartbeat without the lactic acid building up before, like it would, what it would have shut them down by the lactic acid buildup. They had a much lower level of lactic acid running at their maximum heartbeat. By the way, horses' maximum heartbeat is the same as humans. So 200 may be a top level for a horse running a quarter of a mile or a mile. But they could control it with the dimethylglycine. It was doing a fantastic job on the lactic acid. So there's things to know about, but the reason you take a lot of your vitamins and even some of your minerals like selenium and different ones is because they grab that oxidative species, what they call it, a singular positive charge oxygen atom that will try to destroy your cells and age you and cause some wrinkles in your skin, the breakdown in the tissue, the collagen, and cause your heart to break down, cause your kidneys, everything. They're controlling that. And we'll be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town. And there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take two of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, SOLLOWAY@gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Health Cafe. This is Dan's Health Talks, and I appreciate you being with us. And I appreciate a lot of you are telling your friends and family about the show, and so we really want to help them. Now, I want to go over what I was talking about just a moment ago, and that's on the antioxidants and free radicals. You don't have to overload the antioxidants. It depends on your health state. Probably the more unhealthy you are, the higher the level of the free radicals you have in your system. So, yes, you may have to. I take some real potent vitamins and minerals by Dr. McDay that I do shows with him on here. And you've heard him talk, and he has really powerful, powerful products put together. And like on CoQ10, on his heart product, he may have 600 milligrams of CoQ10. 600. Usually you take 100, 200, but 600, very, very important to keep the heart functioning like it should be, because what happens is inside the mitochondria again, CoQ10 stops the destruction of that mitochondria and allows that Krebs cycle to work efficiently. And so it can be phenomenal on heart problems. So he puts that in there. There's many things you do for heart. One thing that you don't hear enough about, you do a little bit. They have some commercials, but they don't explain it, is pomegranate. Pomegranate is fantastic for the heart for a couple different reasons. But one of the unique things it does, it stimulates an enzyme called PON1 and PON2. And the PON1 helps the HDL, what we call the good form of cholesterol, take the bad form out when it's been damaged. You may have a pretty good HDL reading, but your HDL is not activated like it should be. And the pomegranate activates that. One problem I have with pomegranate is high in sugar, and I believe in eating a low-sugar diet because sugar levels will increase your free radicals and cause a slow death and maybe a fairly fast death. And, of course, we know it brings on diabetes, but it also brings on heart disease and blindness and everything else because of excessive sugar, and it feeds cancer. Cancer actually grows through free radicals. The outer membrane of the cancer cell, so I understand only the top three membranes. Let's say you have a tumor and it's been growing and growing and growing, and you have a pretty good-sized ball there, but only the top three or four levels of the outer wall of the tumor cell is alive. The rest of it's dead, and because its metabolism is so fast, and it's producing free radicals. So it puts out free radicals to eat up the tissue around it so it can continue to grow. Well, years ago, I did some shows about Matthias Raff, and he was a prodigy of Linus Pauling, and he continued doing research on the vitamin C and a high dosage of vitamin C. In fact, they both said to keep the arteries healthy, you need a minimum of 4,000 to 6,000 milligrams of vitamin C. And I always believe it should be in the sorbate or buffered form, so your body can tolerate the higher level. You can, ideally, you would spread it out over the day, maybe 2,000 in the morning, 2,000 at lunchtime, and 2,000 in the evening. And that would be ideal. You also need things like omega-3 oil, high dosages, olive oil, a number of different lipos. But I don't want to sidetrack too much here. Vitamin C helps control that. And so besides it being really good for the lining of the blood vessels and keeping the heart really healthy, they did a study where they put a tumor in a tissue where the tumor was growing. And when they give it real high doses of vitamin C, then the tumor, the tissue around the tumor, the collagen, which one of the things great about vitamin C, it keeps your skin looking really young. And by taking it internally, and they use some ester C to put in products to use externally because it stops that collagen from building, breaking down. Well, in a tumor growing inside your body, the tissue around that tumor also has collagen and tensile. It has needs for tensile strength between the tissue. It keeps that tensile strength strong so it doesn't break down. And when it doesn't break down, that tumor starts strangling itself. If it can't grow, it dies. And I thought that was really interesting research that Matthias Rath and his researchers did on how vitamin C helps on cancer. And you want to prevent cancer. You don't want to, I mean, if you have it, there's a lot of things we can do, but you want to try to prevent it from happening. So one of the things to keep your heart strong, keep the blood vessels flexible and stop the plaque from building up is high levels of vitamin C with the bioflavonoids. Now, speaking of bioflavonoids, the lining of the fiber in citrus fruit stops the blood vessel growth in tumors. And that was new information to me. Years ago, I helped a lady overcome breast cancer that went to her ribs and to her liver and lungs and told her what nutritional products would help in that regard. And sure enough, it did. And saw her 3 months later, and she had regained about 15 pounds that she had lost because she had already gone through 2 rounds of chemo, and they sent her home to die. They couldn't do any more for her. Well, I told her different things to do. And one of the things I told her to do is take a whole lemon, cut it up, throw away the little ends, chop that lemon up, throw the whole lemon, the rind and everything, into the water and blend that up with some stevia and make yourself lemonade and drink that pulp down with it. And she said that was the best thing for alkalizing her body. I never knew until recently that there was a second thing going on in the rind. The pectin in the rind actually stops the growth of the cancer by shutting down their blood source. That cancer cells, tumors, when they start to really take off, when they go from the sit-to state and start to take off, they will lay down a whole lot of capillaries and suck up potassium. It doesn't want calcium. Calcium brings oxygen. It doesn't want oxygen. That's why I always recommend something like cell food at high dosages, like 25 drops 3 times a day, because it doesn't want oxygen. It wants sugar, and potassium carries the sugar in. So one of the things you always have to do if you're dealing with cancer is cut out the sugars. Go on a keto diet. Study the keto diet and go on a good, healthy keto diet or a low-carb diet, but a keto diet would be even more ideal. It's really an anti-cancer diet. But there are vegetables you need to eat, especially broccoli sprouts, sprouts in general, but broccoli sprouts, some berries and stuff. So you got to keep the carbs low. At the same time, there's some things you can take. There's so many nutritional things that are great for cancer. Partiarchal, gaviola, the list goes long. Minerals, you got to get the minerals in the diet so the body can alkalize itself. And some people go on a raw food diet because the enzymes are so high in the raw food. And that is a good idea. But, and I don't agree with eating the potatoes or potato skins. I know that's part of one theory on the diet. But I don't want any starch, just raw vegetables. Well, that can be very effective. But you also take systemic vegetables like bromelain. Oh, there's so many different ones you can buy. But you take those between the meals. I really want you to become more and more aware of that. But antioxidants is a basic thing that we all need to take. Now, we'll be right back, folks. For years, you've heard me talk about Plus CBD by doing interviews with Stu Tomp, and he's informed us on the power of a CBD oil. CV Sciences has a very powerful one, but it's only found in the health food stores. So if you're looking for a very powerful one that has high levels of CBD and is pure and clean, look for Plus CBD. Remember this number, 800-MEGA-910, MEGA-910. This is where you can find the very best probiotics and cleanses, and also energizers. These are fantastic products. Brenda Swartz with Body Dynamic. I got away from those, tried some other stuff for a couple years because my gut really got in problems with taking some antibiotics. And I went, you know, the only thing that ever really worked was Brenda Swartz's stuff, and it works fantastic. So call 800-MEGA-910. The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, or just put Dan, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, and that's everything depends on good rest for health, call that number, 877-338-3340. If you're really serious about looking younger, you need to try Skin Drink. Brenda Swartz, she'll help you and figure out what you need, and I had her send me a couple, and I can't believe how quickly it affected the way my skin looked on my face. Just look years younger. So call 800-632-2910, 800-632-2910, and you'll see what I mean. You'll look younger in just a few days. They build up that collagen from inside out and bring the moisture back in the face. It's amazing. Welcome back. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. Been doing this since March 1997, and this is Dan's Health Talks. And I have Stu Tomp with me. And when you want to hear something on Stu, it's either classified as CBD or it's classified with Stu on that. So you'll find the shows that I have Stu already up on my podcast group. So Stu, we've been doing a series of shows talking about the study that came out in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine showing that, and 11 people, it's just a preliminary study, 11 people that were classified with a PTSD, which is pretty severe. You know, we're losing a lot of people to suicide and everything else. Very sad disease. And out of that 11 people, 10 of them had a significant improvement in their response to stress. They were, you know, the PTSD was, let's say, would be buffered to a degree because of the effect of cannabidiol. And now you have some more interesting things because it's also anti-inflammatory. So, Stu, thank you for being with us. Explain that.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Dan. And we're trying to thread a very fine and delicate needle here. And let me be very direct. Natural products don't treat PTSD. They're not alternatives to Valium or Ativan for treatment-resistant
anxiety. Oh, yeah, those things are so wonderful.
Well, they are. Yeah. I want everybody to know that the challenge we have here is that this molecule and the other molecules like it, these cannabinoids, they seem to be better and safer than a lot of those drugs. So we have a very fine needle to thread because we're not letting you down a primrose path where we're saying you can use this as a treatment.
I have a comment I'm going to make on that.
Please, go ahead.
CBD is very, very, it's wonderful for the brain in many ways. Valium and some of these other things, it's not hard to beat them. In the sense that as far as being good for you and okay, over the long run, not being effective.
So. Okay, that was good. But let's face it, Valium was the alternative to opioids. And for a while, it was the most widely prescribed drug in America. And so what we're learning now is that there are other things other than hitting that one receptor. There are all these complex processes of communication in the brain. So rescuing brain cells, that's what we're learning, that if you take plus CBD oil over time, you're rescuing brain cells. So the reason we talk about PTSD first is because that's what you need to kind of show that there's a signal. Now, we're not going to be developing a drug for PTSD. We're more interested in a healthy stress response. So if our product works with people that have PTSD, and we can integrate our product with a healthy, what I'm calling pro-brain cell lifestyle. We've been living anti-brain cell lifestyles. I'm more interested now in pro-neurogenic modulators. And that's what our product is. It can rescue brain cells. So that's what I wanted to unpack today, how it can help you and exactly how it works.
Okay, pro-neurogenic lifestyle, is that how you're saying that?
Yeah, pro-neurogenic modulators. Everything you can do to modulate your life so that you're keeping your brain cells alive, because that's what counts. We make them all day long, but they're getting wiped out. So what are you doing to keep your brain cells alive, and what's that connection between your long-term changes in cognitive function? If you are frustrated all the time, you reach over and pull your shoelaces, bam, it snaps, you want to break in half? Man, you need some help on the pro-neurogenic side. You've got some anti-neurogenic signals keeping you down, and I want to recontextualize the conversation.
Well, if you look at it, folks, you're probably a little bit like me. You get up in the morning, they turn on the news, and you go, oh, another college kid or another person here shot up the campus or did this or did that. You're starting to get a little bit numb to it because it's coming way too common, where it used to be very rare. Now, because of a really poor nutrition, when you deplete the body of B vitamins and omega-3 oils and all this stuff, the nervous system cannot tolerate it after a while, and then little things that shouldn't bother a person or they should be able to handle throws them off, and when a big thing happens, they just break. And so now we're looking at what can we do to get the brain healthy and balanced where it can handle stress and can be happy and peaceful, at least deal with life in a healthy way. So,
and you know what, Doc? You know this as well as anybody from your years of exercise physiology. Mm-hmm. It isn't that complicated. If you're moving around, eating a balanced diet, you're making brain cell to brain cell connections, the brain communication is healthy, and the gut diversity and microbiota diversity that communicates with the brain is all in accordance. Inflammation is down, cortisone levels are down, so you make a brain cell, and guess what? They make long connections. And I believe they get all interconnected, and that weaves the fabric of your experience. If you've got an unhealthy diet and you sit around, it kills the brain-derived nootropic factors in the brain connections. The brain communication gets just destroyed. Microbiota diversity, it's like they get like mustard gassed, right? And then you get all the right. Firmicutes. No, seriously.
No, they do. They do get destroyed. That's the analogy of mustard gas in your gut was something. Now, seriously, folks, you don't actually get mustard gas. But inflammation in the gut, very interestingly, destroys the probiotics. And they're finding that the probiotics in the gut and the whole terrain within that communicates with the brain. That's why you have a gut instinct about things. You really do have that. And a lot of effects, I think, reflex from the gut to the body, causing a response without ever having to leave the gut. But the negative side of it, too. And so when the gut is under stress, it gets acidic. It gets an environment that is not conducive for probiotics to grow. But they actually do enemas with people with probiotics to make that healthier, and they change heart disease, inflammation in the joints, dementia, all kinds of stuff. So Stu is now telling us that, hey, if you're taking a really good quality CBD oil, it will help bring that back into balance. Is that what you're saying, Stu?
Yes. It's part of the grand unified theory that includes...
You finally solved Einstein's theory. I'll be darned.
But it's not me. It's Ethan Rousseau. He called it GUT for the Grand Unified Theory, G-U-T. So, hey, I don't get the credit. I'm a node. I'm bringing you the information, okay? Here's what's so cool, what Dr. Dan just said. We now can measure, if you have more Firmicutes versus Bactericides. The Firmicutes are the real, you know, putrefying kind of smellings from breaking down, you know, dead carrion and so forth. That ratio of those bacteria in the gut directly influence those long tendrils from these neurons that may or may not be living, that send these long runners all the way into your gut, into the vagus nerve. So that interface, that connection of gut microbiota diversity and endocannabinoid signaling with a feedback loop back up to the brain and the HPA access, you start to learn how interconnected this stuff truly is. It's cool stuff, right? Getting healthy gut diversity. Listen, getting healthy gut diversity and exercising, you stabilize your own endocannabinoid tone. So if you remember Jeff Bland 30 years ago from Metagenics, before anyone was talking about the endocannabinoid system, he said if your gut is perfectly healthy, so is your central nervous system. You can't have a perfectly healthy gut and a whacked out central, at least in general, in theory.
Let me give him a little background then. In front of your spine runs a nerve from your brain all the way down through called the vagus nerve. That goes out and measures stress throughout the body. They took laboratory animals and put them in water and had them swim till they almost drowned. Doing it with mice, no humans involved. But anyway, did it with mice. The ones, they cut the vagus nerve on some of those. Those did not die from the constant day in, day in of that stress test. But the ones that did have their vagus nerve, the stress that was fed back to the brain that caused inflammation, the immune system to spread out cytokines and everything else, creating inflammation, destroyed the brain and the heart and the organs of the body, and they died of stress. But that vagus nerve, Sue's really onto something here, saying keeping the gut healthy, that vagus nerve is reading the inflammation within that gut. And if that's healthy, it makes the whole system feels healthy. But if it's not healthy, it stresses the whole body. So that's really, I like that you brought that up. I hadn't thought about that in a long time.
Oh, thank you. And then all the excess pours over to the extracellular matrix and all the fascia and the lymphatics. And that becomes a phase change. When there gets to be too much toxicity there, then you start growing gout crystals and arthritis crystals. And you start to see how this entire inflammatory cascade can get out of hand about a million ways from Sunday. So the goal is to try to increase the brain-derived nootropic factor, increase endocannabinoids, and the gut microbiota diversity. Here's the cool part. You don't need to take our product to do it. However, it would help. So here's for the gut. Use the raw formula, that red one. Dan, think of this, Doc. Oh. If it's only a small percent CBD, most of it's just green, dark, rich plant prebiotic food, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It is. So people have been using that for the gut because it's in the acid form. And that way it behaves differently. It works more in the periphery, and it helps with gut inflammation because that CBDA is different than CBD. And it also fits into the serotonin receptors in the gut. So if you're having digestive issues or gut motility issues, and you also want to feed the probiotics, you can also take it with Jerusalem artichokes and leeks and garlic and probiotics and so forth. Mm-hmm. However, run around and get a varied diet. That will rescue your brain cells and then balance the Firmicutes and the bactericides in the gut for global homeostatic balance. That's what we're trying to shoot for.
And if you're taking fermented food, which is one of the best ways to do this, true fermented food, not one that just has vinegar on the back, but it's been using distilled water and sea salt to ferment it. Or if you're taking probiotics, take it with fiber. Probiotics loves to eat fiber. And that's where it'll multiply. You should have 4 to 5 pounds of good probiotics, or 3 to 4 pounds of good good gut, good, and 1 pound of bad. In our society, we're lucky to have a pound, a half pound, and the rest of it is inflammatory type of bacteria competing for the same receptor sites. You want to reverse that cycle to really be healthy. And so a detox program, intermittent fasting, waiting to about noon to 1 to eat. That's what I do, along with a ketogenic diet and a lot of good vegetables. You got to bring all that together, but also take advantage. And you're saying the red with that plus CBD red form by CV Sciences, you think may be better for the gut.
Well, yeah, if we're saying specifically for the gut microbiota diversity, when you think of what's in there, and it took me years to figure this out, it's a dark green paste. We have the seed and the shell, all those little, the stuff, the grossamide, the lignans that are in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's bitter, and we all are missing bitters, and that's part of how bitters work in the gut is through the endocannabinoid system. We had really no idea. It has a lot of the beta-caryophyllene from black pepper, which is a CB2 agonist, and the CB2 receptor is what dampens the cytokine response and stimulates that fat burning through those autophagic processes that get turned on via the CB2 receptor. So for gut motility issues, I'm thinking it might be... Now, if you have central sensitization, you've got horrible pain, add the gold on top of the red. The hardest thing you and I will communicate, it'll take us 10 more years... The customer will know when she is free of physical distress or pain. It will either work or it won't. People are reporting that it's working for PTSD. It might work for anxiety and stress. Who knows? It's worth the shot. Like, that is hard to communicate, and that's why it's going to take years of education.
Stu, I really appreciate you being with me. And folks, we're going to learn more, and check this out. If you just caught part of it, check it out on iHeartRadio and look for the podcast under Dan's Health Talk. Thank you, Stu. I really appreciate it, buddy.
My pleasure.
One of the most amazing products that ever came along in the nutritional world is a product called Microblast. Richard Allison and I used to talk about it all the time, and he made a tree grow 3 to 5 times bigger than the tree next to it by adding it to the water. Put 1 ounce to a gallon, and it will break down the minerals, feed that plant, and make it work like it's hydroponic. It's really amazing. Call 877-338-3340. Call 877-338-3340. Folks, there's a lot of fish oil, a lot of omega-3 that is rancid, that has a lot of impurities in it. You want the cleanest and the most potent out there, and that is Nordic Naturals. You find it all over town, and there's different ones. There's some for women that has certain things in there added to it. There's some for children. What you're looking for, if you're just the average person, is the ultimate omega. Take 2 of those 2 to 3 times a day. Make a world difference in your brain health, joint health, heart health. Nordic Naturals. Look for it. Many of you have asked me to do more nutritional counseling. I used to do a lot of it, and I'm back doing it. And so if you want to get a hold of me, go to dsolloway, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, 21@gmail.com. dsolloway, D for Dan, S-O-L-L-O-W-A-Y, @gmail.com. And then we can get together, and I don't charge too much compared to other people, but I really want to help you figure out what will really make a difference in your life. Welcome back, folks. This is Dr. Dan Soloway, PhD in nutrition. I hope this afternoon is doing well for you. I have Dr. Larry McDay with me. And Dr. McDay is a PhD in nutrition and also a naturopath physician, has been at it longer than anyone now, longer than me, longer than Mary. He really knows his stuff, and he researches stuff deeply. And Larry, I know you came into this field because at one time you're very much overweight, and you ended up in a diabetic shock and didn't even know you had diabetes, and you had to save your own life. Is that correct?
That is correct. I used to be a fat boy. I'm a little skinny guy now, but back in the days, I was at 6 feet. I was 280 pounds. I'm now 147, and I haven't been that way for years and years and years. But different time, but I did go back to school and end up getting that PhD in nutritional science. And one of those things that I found out, there are a lot of things that we can do to help the body help itself when it comes to diabetes. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and for those that are diabetic, I'll tell you my numbers. My A1C normally runs right around 5.7, which just is a little smidgen overboard from the being a normal person without diabetes, mm-hmm. but I still have it. It doesn't go away, but you can control it, and you can keep it in a very narrow, strict control to help your body get well and stay well. Now, one thing that I find with my patients, their doctors, very few of them, will also run what I call fasting insulin. What a lot of people don't seem to realize that diabetes is not just a blood sugar problem. Even if it is that, it doesn't tell you everything with an A1C or everyday sticks or anything that you do. You need to find how healthy that pancreas is in producing insulin. And a lot of people will go ahead and never have an insulin fasting test or fasting insulin. You need to keep it in a very low range, because the higher the range on that insulin number, the more effort your pancreas has to do to turn out insulin to process the excess sugar.
Well, also the inflammation.
Everybody have that.
The inflammation that comes from excess insulin.
Tons of inflammation, as we talk about in class. Inflammation is the underlying factor there. However it comes about, chicken before the egg, egg before chicken, it's still there, and it's a problem that needs to be controlled. And there's a lot of nutrients that will help keep that inflammation in a moderate amount. We have to have it as a signaling device for pain and a few other things that have to go on in the body and we have to know about. But we don't want excess amounts of inflammation, and the nutrient factor can help a lot with that.
Yeah, it is quite amazing when you bring down the inflammation. People don't even realize the depression they're dealing with is actually inflammation in the brain.
And as we say, fight inflammation, promote circulation, and those are the two things that we have to do. And there are a lot of fine nutrients. We've talked a few times about a few different ones. We like, of course, the curcumin, which is a compound that comes from turmeric, and it's something that's been around for a long time. As we mentioned before, it happens to be a hard guy to process or to absorb, but we have ways around that to help people. We like to use CoQ10. That's another good anti-inflammatory. One of my favorites is black cumin seed oil. That does a fine job with inflammation control. And any disease you have, you always need to make sure that you have the right form and the right amount and the right usage of magnesium. You can't take a little dab. You can't take it in the wrong form. Like most people, you can't take the oxide form. There are reasons to take the oxide form. You don't always want the, I mean, there's seven different forms of magnesium. So we try to individualize that for the unique bioterrain that our patients have.
Yeah, I take a few different forms. Because of you, I take glycinate and bisglycinate form, but I also take threonate in the evening before I go to bed. And it has,
now,
I just started researching.
Threonate is one of those that really helps, has been found to help with especially anxiety, depression, restlessness, that type of thing.
I was taking it to regenerate brain cells.
And, well, of course, it does a good job. But, of course, my favorite thing to help regenerate brain cells is the DHA.
Yeah.
The eicosahexaenoic acid, and that's one of the favorite things that we have our patients take. But again, we have to tailor make that for each individual patient, because everybody's unique, everybody's different, and so the type of compounds we make differ with the different bioterrain of our individual patient.
Well, speaking of that, tell people how to get a hold of you, Larry.
My telephone number is area code 405, and the number is 447-6448. That's 405-447-6448.
Folks, I've been taking Larry's products for a number of years and didn't always get it tailored for myself. I am now, and that's unique to Larry. I don't know where else you're going to go around here to get that kind of thing. What about alpha-lipoic acid, R-lipoic acid, cinnamon? Those are commonly used for diabetes. When I'm talking to people diabetic, I always recommend those.
Well, there are. They're very helpful. And, of course, again, you have to tailor make it for the individual. But there's two different types of cinnamon. Depends on where it's made. And it can help, through the research, it shows this, it can help with many of the blood sugar problems. Nothing is a guarantee, because we all are different. And what works for one person might not work for the other. So, again, you just can't go grab something off the shelf and say that's going to do it. On the lipoic, alpha-lipoic acid, very good thing, especially if people have many diabetics have what they call peripheral neuropathy, where they have the tingling and numbness or even pain in the extremities, especially the feet and the toes. Alpha-lipoic acid is one of those that has been found to be helpful, along with a specialized type of B vitamin called benzthonamine, which is vitamin B1, but it's a specialized kind. It's just not the regular thiamin that you would find in the health food store.
Now, Larry, before we're done here, give people your phone number, because, folks, I really recommend, if you're dealing with diabetes, Larry's the guy you got to talk to.
Air code is 405, and that telephone number is 447-6448.
Thank you, Larry. I really appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Dan.
Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back next week. This is Dan's Health Talks. Tell your friends and family.